AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stormy Daniels, former attorney, is testifying in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Earlier, Judge Juan Merchan fined Trump $9,000 for violating a gag order that bars him from speaking publicly about witnesses and jurors. The AP's Eric Tucker reports more violations are possible.
It's worth noting that the judge said he appreciated Donald Trump's First Amendment rights, especially given that he's a presidential candidate who needs to be able to speak on the campaign trail. However, he said that additional violations of the order could in fact lead potentially to imprisonment.
Keith Davidson is testifying. He's known for representing people trying to sell celebrity sex tapes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to invade Rafah in Gaza as ceasefire talks with Hamas are gaining steam. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Netanyahu says with or without a deal, the Israeli military will move into Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering, and which he says is Hamas's last major stronghold. The U.S. has warned Israel against any Rafah offensive that puts civilians at risk.
And nothing's changed about that.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel's worked in good faith on a proposal that would essentially include a trade in the pause for fighting for Hamas releasing hostages.
It's a really good proposal. And Hamas ought to jump at it.
Netanyahu is under pressure from hardline cabinet members to reject any deal that might squash a Rafah invasion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, wants President Biden to condemn pro-Palestinian demonstrations around the country.
What's happening on college campuses right now is wrong. It is un-American. It is not who we are. The president seems unable or unwilling to do that. The vice president, the same thing.
Haiti's transitional presidential council has picked former sports minister Fritz Belizaire as the country's prime minister. This is AP News. Worker pay and benefits went up for the first 3 months of the year.
Compensation was up 1.2% in the January through March quarter. But, and here comes the not-so-good news, when pay goes up especially fast, it increases the labor costs for companies. And you can probably figure out what many of them do. Yep, they raise their prices. And that's not all. All of this can lead to higher inflation. The Federal Reserve Chair and other officials have now started to back away from signaling that the Fed will necessarily cut interest rates this year. You've probably noticed those big price increases for rent, car insurance, and health care. Well, they've kept inflation stubbornly above the Fed's 2% inflation target. I'm Rita Foley.
Boston Celtics president Brad Stevens has been named the NBA's Executive of the Year. The Celtics were an NBA best 64-18 in the regular season and are leading Miami in their first round playoff series. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.